Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist. I just love helping people with their landscapes and their gardens. And this week has been very busy. We are in the height of gardening season. And I just have to say good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. Now, I have a problem with gardening season, okay?
Right.
So, like, my cucumbers, you know, the stink bugs, by the grace of God, have not been as bad as they have been before, okay, with my cucumbers, right?
Right.
Okay. But I can't handle seeing yellow spots from where the few that are still around have bit the leaves, along with the dead leaves that they basically killed off because mm-hmm. they sucked all the juice out of them, mm-hmm. Put their poison in, however this works.
Right.
No, life is rocket science with this. And then I've gone through and I've totally cleaned it out so I can see through all of my cucumber vines.
Oh, very good.
Well, I don't know. I mean, because then my daughter walked over and she's like, what happened? Did you cut it back? I mean, what? So on the newsletter, you'll be able to see halfway decent looking, but it does not look like that right now. So it looks very
bare,
very, very anorexic.
Anorexic. Okay, there you go. Well, thank you for that update.
You're welcome.
Think that's wonderful. It is a great gardening week. We're going to have wonderful weather this week, Lizzie. It's going to be an excellent week for gardening. Temperatures are going to be normal for June. We're going to be in the high 80s, low 90s. And then at night, it's going to be in the 70s. We're not going to get any rain this weekend, which is fine. We've had some rain throughout the state in various parts of the state. But starting on Tuesday, there's going to be a good chance of rain. Everybody's going to get it between Tuesday and Saturday. So
okay.
We're on that. And that's just normal. We only need to be watering, you know, twice a week if necessary. You can get away with once a week watering if you put down an inch of, you know, irrigation, if you don't get rainfall, or if we do get rainfall, just an inch is all your garden needs. We do not need to be, you know, growing dollar weed. You know, that is not a crop in Florida.
It's beautiful ground cover, though.
It's a native lakefront ground cover. But when you see it in garden beds and in vegetable beds and landscapes and turf, you know that that area is either low lying, you know, it could be a area next to a lake or a wet area, hydric soils, or you're watering too much. So how do you get rid of dollar weed? Well, what you need to do is cut back on the water, especially when we've had a drought for 2 years and we're just now starting to get our rainy season back. Cut back on the water and just make sure you're not overwatering when you're doing that twice a week watering. Plants and landscape, grass, turf only needs an inch and a half. And so you can calibrate that by putting out cat food or dog food cans, tuna fish cans, marking at 1 inch, and then you can place it out in your zone, turn your irrigation system on, time how long it takes for that can to be filled to 1 inch. And that's how long you need to water for.
Okay. That's actually good information. I like that.
So we are going to be having a great show today. We have a quality green specialist. We've got Father's Day coming up. Plenty of time to get Dad a gift that he will love and use. And so Dana is going to be helping us with that. Then in our second hour, we are going to have Melanie Kester. She is the president of the Manatee River Garden Club, and she's going to join us. I just noticed their because I follow garden clubs on Facebook, it's Florida Garden Clubs. And they just did a wonderful post on reaching out to the community. And I want to talk about it. The post is, you know, reaching out to make new friends, finding joy, and, you know, healing our communities through gardening. And so they're making a difference. And so I wanted to talk to her about her campaign and how, even if you're not in Manatee County, or Manatee River, you can still participate in this and do it in your area too. So I'm very excited about that. Also too, this is D-Day. I would like to, you know, just discuss poppies. And when I was doing the research on the internet for Florida, they had all of these poppies coming up, varieties that will not grow here. And they're and the internet is telling them to plant it in spring and then it also in the fall. Well, poppies are the remembrance flower for World War I. And it started when Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae wrote the poem In Flanders Fields after seeing bright red Flanders poppies growing through the mud and rubble of the Western Front. And so the poem was published in Punch magazine in December 1915 and became a rallying, is that how you say it? Rallying.
Like you say it?
Anyway, it became a cry for support for our soldiers, and I do want to remember them today. I had a grand uncle in Scotland from the Highlands in Benbecula who is buried in Flanders and that at the Windmill British Cemetery there in Flanders. So he was just a young boy, not even 19 years old, and he was my grand uncle. And there's a couple more family members that were killed in a World War I. So we do want to say a prayer for all of those soldiers and remember them. We have Dana Venrick coming up, who's going to be talking about his Father's Day that's coming up. It's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Ever feel like your plants are giving you the silent treatment? At Quality Green Specialists, we speak fluent garden. We offer the best organic-based plant nutrition products and the most comprehensive soil and plant tissue testing service. Plus, our nursery is full of ornamentals, flowers, and over 50 varieties of fruiting trees and plants. Visit QualityGreenSpecialists.com or come see us at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Floridians love boating with family and friends, exploring our state's amazing waterways. But even experienced boaters can lose sight of the risks of passengers standing or sitting in improper locations. Bow riding by passengers of any age is extremely dangerous. Be sure that passengers only sit or stand in designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
You might think your child is safe because they're not swimming, but most youth drownings happen when kids were never expected to be in the water. It takes only a moment, a distraction, a door left open. Drowning is fast, silent, and it doesn't wait for swim time. It's summertime in Florida, and when kids are in the pool, make water safety your only focus. Brought to you by PreventChildAbuseFlorida.org.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping.
Call 800-736-1815, that's 800-736-1815, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we have joining us right now Dana Venrick, the owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery. He is a fount of knowledge. He has been working in the industry for years through the University of Florida's Extension, grower as his own grower in nurseries. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm good. How are you?
I am good. It's a beautiful morning this morning. And I know you are a father of a wonderful daughter, Selena, and
Delana.
I'm sorry, I misspelled. Yes. Delana. And how is she doing out in California?
She's doing well. For this past year, she won top personality, radio personality of the year.
I think that's wonderful. That is so cool.
She is so good.
She is. I've listened to her show. She is wonderful. And so what is going on with a Quality Green Specialist Nursery so that Father's Day? Can you kind of elaborate on what you're growing and recommending for Father's Day?
Oh, we have so many things that Father will love to have. Some big, beautiful ornamental trees and fruit trees. And even lots of herbs, you know, they use to spice up their barbecuing with things like other nurseries may not have. We have five different types of herbs, you know, that you would be surprised to see. Like there's holy basil or tulsi, Genovese, sweet basil, lemon basil, dark opal basil. And we have mints, apple mint, chocolate mint, and other mint, spearmint, and peppermint. And we have others, too. Like, we have a good selection of rosemary. And so, you know, this is a treat, you know, if you want to really spice up your Father's Day cooking.
Well,
barbecuing.
Tony would love the chocolate mint. And I think I tempted Lizzie with chocolate mint one time. And she loves that one. And so that's great. Cooking, you know, grills definitely need the herbs. I do think that's a great idea. And then also planting a
tree. All the difference to put in your basting or, you know, any type of preparation, actually.
And your olive oils, too, as well. You can make your own olive oil, put your own spices in it, and you have wonderful olive trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll have people knocking down your door to come join you to eat the barbecue.
That is true. And so also, too, you know, we do have lots of families and people and generations that have lost a father, and it's still a wonderful legacy to plant a tree in honor of Father and your dad.
Absolutely.
And so what trees would you recommend planting this time of the year?
Well, oak trees be my top choice. It's such a great tree, long-living tree, and very hard wood. They use that for old Ironsides in the Revolutionary War because the British cannonballs would bounce off the sides of the boards, so the timber was so strong on the ships.
Wow. That's great. Now, how fast do live oaks grow?
Well, you know, I've wrote a paper with a professor over at the Central Florida Research and Education Center. If you give them, you know, the good irrigation, a pulse irrigation where you water 2 to 3 times a day mm-hmm. when you're growing them, they can grow 6 feet a year, which is, you know, you're pushing it then. But out in the landscape, they will grow several feet a year. And before you know it, you've got the big, big, beautiful tree. The limbs come out. If you have enough room, the limbs will actually go out and touch the ground. They have their own self-support system.
That's wonderful. They are beautiful. I have several clients this last week that the oak trees were just amazing. They're just so majestic looking, and they are endemic to this area, so they're native to Central Florida.
Yes. We also have other oaks, like a beautiful selection of laurel oaks, which aren't as hardy, but they grow faster. We have a good selection of hollies, like East Palatka and Eagleson hollies. Yaupon holly. That's a great holly to start because you can make the most delicious tea from the dried leaves that are scorched a little and then crumble them and make tea. But that's something that we don't normally think about, but it's as good a tea as any.
And it's good for edible landscaping.
Regular tea.
Yeah, edible landscapers should have yaupon hollies in their yard. And they're also, the hollies are good for attracting wildlife, too. If you're getting binoculars for Father's Day, that would be, you know, bring in the wildlife mm-hmm. and the birds.
Absolutely. Birds love them. We have a great selection of citrus right now, juicy sweet oranges, grapefruit, tangerines, lemons, limes, and others.
That would be great. Now, what size do you have?
We on the hollies, we have gallon, 3 gallon, 7 gallon. 15-gallon, we even have some 30-gallon olive tree. We have a good selection, some with fruit right now, mm-hmm. which is special.
And so also, too, I think of, I'm just going to veer a little bit off here because it just popped into my mind, orchids. I think of orchids as being a very masculine plant. And there are a lot of orchid collectors that are dads. And, you know, even trying or getting father to start a collection of orchids. You have beautiful orchids there. You have an orchid trail?
We do. We have the most unique setting, you know, like with a little native trail through the wooded area here. And they are displayed along the trail. It's really a pleasure to go through there, especially on a hot day. You go in there, it's like going in a door into Narnia with the cool overhead, shade and the nice landscape and the beautiful scene of the tall live oaks with the Spanish moss coming down for many yards. It's amazing.
That's wonderful. Now, if someone was to buy Father's Day a hammock, what size trees, caliper trees, do you think they need to do to hold a hammock between two trees?
Well, you know, I would say like at least a 4-inch caliper tree with some strong branches, several inches in diameter, like especially good or larger live oaks.
Mm-hmm.
Laurel oak would work as well. Hollies would work. But some of the better ones would be a red cedar. They have really hard wood when they branch out. Mm-hmm. That would make a great tree if you've got a caliper, you know, several inches mm-hmm. at least. You don't want to take a risk with smaller branches.
Right. No, that's great. And so delivery, can they come and you will deliver it, or do they have to make sure that they bring a truck to Quality Green Specialists?
We can load here with our front-end loader and forklift, and we also deliver. I have a trailer, a tilt trailer, so we can deliver, and also we deliver the best potting soil ever. Or compost.
You will deliver compost?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is such a big deal to go in because you need a lot of compost for even putting it across your front lawn. You know, you want to put a little bit of organic material on it that you deliver
Absolutely.
It, and then they can rake it out.
It is a little, too. Yeah. You don't need that much.
No, you don't.
Inch at most.
That is great. And if people are doing raised beds in their gardens or want to, you know, add the compost to a garden bed area, and you will deliver it. That is great. So
Absolutely, and we can deliver the best fertilizers ever to our 727 or 811 or 405 organic fertilizer. We did a demonstration 3 weeks ago. We put out the 8011 and the 405 fertilizers in front on this poor, the hay of grass out front. It was yellow, thin, very sparse. And you should see it now. It came out, you know, so full and green and lush. The only problem is I have to mow it twice a week. But it's gorgeous.
That I can understand that. Yeah, if you get it to grow, put fertilizer on it. That would be great. So now another great gift for Father's Day would be to have a soil test, which you can do there at Quality Green Specialist Nursery. You don't have to send it off, right?
Exactly. I'm working on a soil test, several right now. Yes, that is a very optimum, you know. The fertilizer will work great for a long time, but really, eventually you need to have a soil test so you can fine-tune it to get things that are getting low in the soil or deficient. Then you're running into trouble and things start to go south. And so you want to make sure that you give the soil and the microbial life in the soil what it needs, because eventually something is going to run out. If you run out of any one essential mineral, basically growth stops. Fruiting and flowering stops.
I think that's important for people, too.
If you have problems, you start to see strong deficiencies or you're not getting flowers or fruit, you need to have your soil tested.
I think that's very important for people to understand, is that your plants don't only need nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. They need those minor elements just for, just to keep them growing healthy, just like we need those minor elements in our vitamins.
Yes, and iron and manganese really aren't that minor in the big picture, because you're talking about levels that approach, the secondary elements, potassium and sulfur. So you make sure that you get those trace minerals.
That's wonderful. So Dana, tell us how or where you're located and your nursery hours and how people can get a hold of you.
Oh, one thing. By the way, we have some beautiful double red knockout roses, a nice collection. They're spectacular. So you might want to get one for yourself, if you're buying for your husband.
That's
for
it.
For Father's Day, we're at 335 West Michigan Avenue. The website is qualitygreenspecialistwithans.com. 386-734-8000 is their phone number. Come by. You'll be amazed.
You'll have a great time, and I know you've got good quality products there, Dana. So thank you very much. Tell Delaney I said hi.
Yes, I will, and have a great show.
All right, hon. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Quality Green Specialist Nursery, 335 West Michigan Street in DeLand. If you haven't been there, it is a wonderful nursery. I'm sure those knockout roses are just spectacular. And I just love the idea of giving herbs to Father for your dad to cook on the grill.
I love that idea. Excellent, yeah.
It is great. So we're going to be back with your gardening questions. If you'd like, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or text me 23680, and we will get your gardening questions answered here. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 and let me know your gardening question. If you give your name and your location, just need to say a city or a county, and I will be able to help you. That gives me a little bit more information to be more exact with my response back to you and answer your gardening questions. And so I was talking about poppies and how I was seeing on the internet that all of these different poppies grow in Florida, and they don't. They really don't have, there's some that they had planting them in the spring. So the California poppy is the most popular one here in Florida to plant, but it is a cool season annual. You plant them in the fall, and then you will have blooms in the early spring, probably March through April, May, and they will be blooming. So you want to choose varieties that are suited for your area, so make sure you know which zones that they need. So the poppies have like paper-like flowers that are just very delicate, and they crinkle on the edges. They come in colors like orange, red, yellow, and pink, and they do best with once a week watering. And then also too, when they're planted in the fall, you do need to protect them from severe freezes. You don't want to do that, but they make cool season ground covers. They make lovely meadow plants, and you can just put them in pots in your vegetable bed area. Just remember that poppies, you're not allowed to grow them to make anything illegal, but and they are toxic to animals and humans. So you don't want to eat them. You want to be very careful about that. So the zones for them, so there's over 26 varieties of poppies, and the California poppy, like I said, is the most popular one that will grow in zone 6 to 10. The Iceland poppy is beautiful, beautiful blue. That is a zones 2 to 7. So those are very, very cold tolerant. The Himalayan is also cold tolerant, 3 to 7. The Oriental poppies do 3 to 9. The Flanders poppies will do well in this area too in Florida, 1 to 10. Great Scarlet, beautiful red poppies, 4 to 9. And Bloodroot. Bloodroot, you don't think of it as a poppy, but it is in the poppy family, and that's zones 3 to 8. So those of you in North Florida area, Bloodroot is just a beautiful, beautiful poppy that will do well there. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680, and we can talk about what's going on in your backyard. I will say right now in June, what should you be planting right now? You can be planting all sorts of vegetables that can take the heat. They are plants like okra, beautiful in the hibiscus family, delicious southern peas, calabaza, Malabar spinach, and the Korean spinaches all do well in the summertime, chayote and banyado, and sweet potatoes. Get those sweet potatoes in the ground right now. Also, if you're growing tomato plants, you may see that they're not doing as well as they did in the springtime. That's because they don't pollinate, or they don't pollinate to produce fruit when the temperatures are over 85 degrees. So you can remove those. If they stay too long, they may encourage more insects like the stink bugs and also the tomato hornworm caterpillar to your yard. So go ahead and remove those. If you have cherry tomatoes or Everglades tomatoes, you can keep those growing all summer long, and even the Everglades tomato all year long.
It is crazy because I bought the pear cherry tomatoes.
Yes.
This thing has gone nuts. Like, I actually had to get a steel rod and put it down into my one big, I got like a 30-gallon pot. And it is, I mean, just the typical, metal vine that you grow your tomatoes on.
Sure.
It kind of laughed at me and threw it to the side. So I actually had to put this big pole in there. I'm like, oh my, I'm loving it. I mean, they're very good tomatoes. So
that's wonderful. Wonderful. So do your children, your grandchildren, your grandbrats, do they eat tomatoes?
One may, the other's just like, ugh, it's not a chicken nugget. No, thank you.
Right. So I think that's something that vegetables need to grow on children. Mm-hmm. No pun intended, but they growing them is a great opportunity to get them to try them.
You got it.
And so, you know, they may not like them now. I used to feed my children Brussels sprouts. I said, you only have to eat one,
mm-hmm.
only one.
Yes.
And they would just, they would hold their nose and they would eat it. Now as adults, they love Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, and I explained to them that I said, you know, what their palate is and how it will change as they get older. Because as we get older, you know, I didn't ever think that, you know, to me, a pecan pie, I could eat that all day, every day, and not even think twice about it. But now that I'm in my 50s, I'm going, you know what? That, not even just for the health purpose, I'm like, man, my tongue cannot handle that anymore. So maybe one, two bites, and then that's it. But yes, their palate will change.
That's good. Herbs, right now you can plant heat-loving herbs, including basil, which Dana has a lot of, all the different varieties of basil. I especially love the lemon basil on bruschetta. That is so good. But you want to make sure pinching back your herbs is very important. If you want to use your herbs, okay, don't let them just get wasted and bolt and go to flower and, you know, you don't get the benefit of eating them. When they bolt, they get a little bit bitter. But go ahead and pinch them back and they'll get dense and they will grow stronger. So that's one of the things to do during the summertime, is that you can deadhead your flowers, even your annuals from wintertime, your alyssum. I didn't grow any this year, but when I grew alyssum, I would extend it through the summertime by giving them a pruning, and then they would flush back out again and rebloom again.
Oh, okay.
So you can do that. Some of those summer-loving annuals that you can be planting, Impatiens, Celosia, Coreopsis, Portulaca and purslane, which both of those are edible, and periwinkles and coleuses and caladiums. I think these caladiums do so strongly. They're so colorful, and they have the varieties with the burgundy colors that will do well in full sun as well as shade. So you can carry your bed across an area that maybe has multiple sunlight conditions, and they will grow in both of those. Daylilies, too, as well. You can be planting those, and they do well in full sun or shade. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquito larvae in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and more. Just drop a dunk in any area of standing water and get up to 30 days of control. For larger areas of standing water, use mosquito bits. Both are EPA approved, non-toxic to people, pets, and wildlife, but deadly to mosquitoes. Fight the bite with mosquito dunks and bits. Find them at your local garden or hardware store, or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees, it's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-464-0827 for your free no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-464-0827.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping.
Call 800-736-1815, that's 800-736-1815, or visit plexidermtrial.com.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
My top five Father's Day gifts to get now for Father's Day, which is June 21st. Number five, bamboo gloves. They're breathable. You can use them all day long. They feature moisture-absorbing material to keep your hands cool during summer and warm in the cold months. They really allow finger sensitivity. You can even use your phone and apps while wearing these gloves. So they're wonderful. They're touchscreen friendly. Number four, Sharple all-in-one knife garden tool sharpeners. This is a multi-sharpener for lawnmowers, blades, axes, hatchets, machetes, pruners, head shears, and even scissors. They are a wonderful choice for Father's Day. Get him to sharpen those tools. His landscape will appreciate that. Number three, a hammock. Fathers can relax in their very own hammock. Cost is about $75 to $250 to $400. You can find them on Amazon, sporting goods stores. Walmart has beautiful ones and box stores. Number two, it's important to stay hydrated. Dads working in the yard need to drink water. A Yeti water jug, half gallon or gallon with chuggable caps. And that means he can chug the water down $60 to $130. And if you're fast, you can get them personalized. Best dad of the year. Number one, the best Father's Day gift I can think of, the Rakio 3 smart sprinkler controller with the phone app that is hooked to the National Weather Service. Control from anywhere, simple scheduling. It adjusts with your phone. You can monitor the use, the quick and easy install, $199. That's the Rakio 3 smart sprinkler controller. So dad will really like being able to do that. And Florida will appreciate the water conservation. So those five gifts I have linked, and they will be on our Facebook page shortly. And you can see that and go right to them. And so those are my top five. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 with your information. Mike in Venice, he just sent me a beautiful shot of the rhododendrons blooming in in Maine. And Mike is in Venice, Florida, and him and Lori just got back, and he said the rhododendrons were so fragrant.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
And Maine. So let's go to Craig in Belle Isle. Good morning, Craig. How can I help you?
Hi, Teresa. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
I have two mango trees. All the leaves fell from the freeze, but they survived, and now they're like 14 feet and just covered in lush growth and shoots. But I feel like they need to be pruned properly, and I'm not sure what, how much, or where.
Okay.
If you could recommend any kind of reference or resource that.
Sure. So it is 14 foot tall, and what is the shape?
They're shaped like rocket popsicles. They're just the trunks are straight up, and then there's just tons of shoots all over the trunks.
Huh.
Both of them.
Okay, that's fine. That's wonderful. Normal. It's coming back. If you wanted to leave some spaces, good air circulation is always important. So you can prune so that they're not touching each other. So I don't know necessarily whether you need to cut them now, but I would say wait till after it flowers, you see the fruit. I would not cut it back right now, okay? Because it's going to be hopefully maybe giving you some fruit for this year. Okay, so
no,
I would wait till after you. Yeah, I would wait till after you harvest it.
I'm harvesting in the summer. There's no fruits. There's no flowers. There's not going to be any this year.
Right, but I would still wait until you do. Let them grow out, and as they get bigger, then you can kind of shape them, leaving a foot or so in between the branches, because they need all that growth to go through photosynthesis and keep growing. So to cut it back now would kind of shock it. So I'm just going to ask you to wait.
Well, I'm glad I called you then, because I've been ready to go out there and start chopping.
Yeah, no. Give it some time to fill in. Get some bigger branches. That way you can kind of, you know, differentiate what the branch size, and you can cut it back. You know, next year won't be too
bad.
Makes
sense.
Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense. Great advice. Thank you so much, Teresa.
You're welcome, Craig.
You guys keep
I appreciate
up the good work.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Oh, I love that. So, you know, we have this urgency with this need. When we see the plants growing, we don't want them to get out of hand.
Right.
Now, if there's something that's growing towards a tree, not a tree, but towards the house, or interfering with your walking underneath it, you know, you can always cut those back. But I wouldn't do a strategic pruning on it right now. It just went through shock.
Hmm.
And so I would let it grow while it's growing. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. What's going on?
Okay. I have a plant that is probably 6 feet wide, and it can grow up to, I want to say, 10 feet high. It has purple tubular flowers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my patients years ago gave me, I guess she gave me a cutting of it. I can't remember, but I want to get it into the circle where my hibiscus died.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do that? I think she gave me just a cutting of it.
Uh-huh.
But I got to get it out of the backyard. It is too big.
Okay. Oh, and now, did you say you want to move it or you just want to get cuttings of it?
Well, I can't move it. It's too big.
It's too big. So you want to get cuttings. Okay, that's fine. This is a good time to do it. If you will take 6 to 8 inch cuttings of the green leaves, the ones that are very flexible.
Right.
Okay, cut it diagonally right below a node, okay?
Okay.
Where the branches will come, you know, the new leaves will come out. Cut it diagonally there, and then you can place it in water. And within 4 to 5 weeks, it should have some roots on it. Or you can place it in, get the rooting hormone and put the rooting hormone on it and plant dirt. You can do that by, you know, taking a pencil and putting it into some potting soil. You want to use a soilless mix. Okay, so just regular potting soil. Put the pencil in, dip the plant base in the root tone, and then place it in the soilless mix. And then you want to water it. You want to keep it moist, but not too wet. You can put it in the shade and make sure that it stays moist. You can also put it a plastic bag over it, depending on the size of the cutting, a 2 gallon bag or even some of the larger bags that you can get for your clothing, and put it around it and keep it moist and have that humidity going on in there.
Okay.
This
grows in full sun.
Full sun, but I would keep it in shade for it to grow. For to put roots out. You don't want to give it too much stress because it's going to really freak out in the full sun with no roots. So keep it shaded. And then what I usually do, Eileen, is I take, you know, 5 to 6 cuttings if I want 1 to 2 to 3 plants. And if you want 3 plants, I would take 10 cuttings. That way you're going to have a good chance of one of those or 3 of those or even all of them rooting and you have shrubs.
Okay, great. Because the hummingbirds just
okay, so now did you say that you don't know the name of it?
No.
Okay, is it a deep royal purple?
Yes.
It is a king's mantle.
It's a what?
It's a king's mantle. Thumbergia.
I'm going to write that down.
And look it up and see if the blooms match the pictures of a king's mantle. K-I-N-G-S. Mantle. M-A-N-T-L-E.
Well, I'm sure you're right.
you have such faith.
I do. Because you're always right about stuff. And I tried to send Lizzie a picture, and it came out with my name and where I live. Stupid. My phone is giving me a hard time. And I think it's time to retire it.
Oh, yeah, me too. I feel you. I feel the same way.
There you go. All right, hon. Let me know if I'm correct, okay? But and your chances.
Okay, I will.
All right.
And thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's using a soilless mix. You want to use a soilless mix. It's important to cut it diagonally so that the root circulation, that xylem and phloem, get a chance to work. And you can put them in water, and roots will come out.
Hmm.
But then also you can do it the soilless mix. And the soilless mix may take a little bit longer. So you can try that. 1-888-455-2967. We're not going to be able to take you this hour, but save it for the next hour. We do have a wonderful, wonderful interview coming up with Melanie Kester. She is the president of the Manatee River Garden Club in Bradenton, and their club is sponsoring for National Gardening Week, a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And I was thrilled when I saw it, and I thought it was just so sweet. And we really definitely need to. Thank you to Dana Venrick. He's got lots of wonderful trees, shrubs, and plants, knockout roses, olive trees, citrus trees for the best dad in the whole world. Mm-hmm. And you can go check those out. He does do deliveries, so that's a really good information. To all our callers, we didn't have a lot this morning. They're all sleeping. Mike just got back into town.
It's nice weather. Like, we've had really good weather for June. Like, I'm going this, and I go, please, dear Jesus, please let this last all summer. No more 93 and above. Just let's keep it here in the upper 80s. That's it.
That's it. So thank you so much. We're going to also to remember our sponsors, Summit Responsible Solutions. If you are having trouble with mosquitoes, their mosquito bits and dunks, I highly recommend them. I can't do without it. They're so important. Also, Black Cow Manure and Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. They're always having great plants, too, as well. So if you're in the Polk County area, Peterson's Nursery is the place to go. And Volusia County, the land, Quality Green Specialist Nursery. We're going to be right back with more Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are fungus gnats driving you crazy? Afraid of using chemical insecticides around your kids and pets? Stop fungus gnats with all-natural biological mosquito bits. The bacteria in mosquito bits is lethal to mosquitoes and fungus gnat larvae, but harmless to people, plants, and pets. Just mix a tablespoon per quart of water and apply. Mosquito bits kills fungus gnat larvae and breaks the life cycle, so you can get back to enjoying your houseplants without those annoying gnats. Fight the bite and the gnats. Find mosquito bits at your local garden or hardware store, or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.